You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Well, I am talking to Crystal Chen, who is coming to us live from, I assume, Tamaki Makaurau.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, fantastic. How are things up in Tamaki?
Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just on a very squeaky chair this morning. I've realised that this is a very squeaky chair, and I might need to get a new one here in the studio. But yeah. So you're in an office this morning.
Yes, sir.
Very, very, very exciting stuff. Exciting stuff. It looks like that chair that you're on is very nice and not squeaky.
Yes, it's so clean. It used to be a squeaky chair, so
you just put some WD-40 on the creases or something, or.
Yeah, well, I need to record, so I can't.
True.
In my vocal tics.
Yeah. So you've got behind you, there's a microphone stand with some acoustic padding all around the mic. So does that mean that you don't need to acoustically treat the rest of the room?
Unfortunately, no, but I'd like to think of it as natural reverb.
It's a feasible workaround, though, you'd say.
Yeah, whoever's engineering my vocals, I'm like, sorry.
What would be cooler, maybe, is there like a helmet that is just acoustic padding with a microphone in the front? Like a big.
Yeah, just sing into the helmet.
Yeah, exactly. I think that'd be awesome because nothing's going to leave.
That's a genius idea.
Thank you. I get told that too much on the show. Maybe I'm in the wrong job. Anyway, we're here to talk about your new track, Kiss It Better, but before we do that. I saw in an interview with Hype Medium that you were asked about your influences, and one really struck out to me because you kind of trailed listing off the likes of Steve Lacy, Carly Uchis, Mac Miller, and then you say Q, and I'm wondering, is that the indomitable Quincy Jones that you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But
Quincy,
also,
R.I.P., rest in peace.
Interview.
I love Quincy.
Yeah, rest in peace. Mm. Such a legend.
Yeah.
That interview was from ages ago. I feel like my style has changed heaps now.
I feel like
it's growing like older and older.
Wait, was it from ages ago or was it from? Let me just give this a geese because I read a few interviews with you. I feel like it was from April. Let me just double check this. Okay,
let's. But my influences now.
Oh no, that was from 2 years ago. Actually, you're right.
My influences now, I guess, are more like Billie Holiday, like Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm. More soul-y.
Yeah.
I guess
like getting older rather than more modern.
I think that fits with the Quincy Jones theme as well. Did you see that documentary about Quincy Jones on Netflix?
No.
Oh, you gotta watch it, man. There's some really beautiful moments in that. That like there's one specific moment every time I watch it I just tear up like a little baby. It's really, really solid. I highly recommend.
Oh, I gotta watch it.
You gotta watch it. This is again, kind of tangential to your new track, but in your most recent Instagram post, you're playing on stage, and on the microphone stand, there's a flower right down the middle where the mic sits, which I think is a really awesome bit of stagecraft there. Aside from Young Lean, who uses kind of a bejeweled silver and gold angel wing microphone holder, I haven't seen anyone else decorate their mic stand before, or like the way you did. Where'd you get that idea from?
I really like that you noticed that. It was literally my mate's house that had this beautiful hibiscus plant.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, can you bring it to the gig? I think originally I wanted to wear it in my hair, but I forgot. So I just put it on the mic stand and it kind of was perfect.
It looks great. It looks like the microphone is its, you know, the, I guess, the central, whatever you call it, the phalange of the flower. I'm not too sure what the term is.
Also, I think it was my first song that I played that night, which is also the first song off the album. It's called Bloom. So, blooming flower.
Oh, yeah, true. Very thematic.
I, like, brought it out when I, like, walked on stage. Mm. So, I guess, yeah, Bloom.
Beautiful stuff. The new track is, of course, called Kiss It Better. But when was the last time you heard someone say, Can I Kiss It Better? Because I feel like it's not a very Gen Z, Gen A kind of phrase. I feel like it might be on the way out, you know?
Really?
Maybe you were here to bring it back. Maybe we're two different minds about this, but I haven't heard anyone under the age of 25 say it in quite a long time. What about you?
Well, I feel like when someone is sad or, you know, the significant other or even, like, your best friend, when you greet each other, you give each other a kiss on the cheek, you just instantly feel better. Or, like, when, you know, you're a kid and you get hurt mm-hmm. and you're, like, to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom gives it a little kiss and everything is fine. So I feel like I'm taking that metaphor and using it
as a song.
Like, just everything. Yeah. Like, kiss everything better.
Well, I like that you're bringing back the phrase as well. Because, again, as I mentioned before, I feel like it's not something that a lot of our generation continues to say. So I think it is a really cute thing to do. The track itself is a very suave, smoky, Latin-inspired, jazzy slanger. When I listen to it, I think of, you know, cocktail bar, cigarettes in hand, martinis and margaritas, and a lot of velvet. What do you picture when you listen to the song?
I picture a hot girl summer. The song was written, like, after a night out with my girlfriends, and it was, like, the end of summer. So I was just capturing that vibe. It was actually after Don Trent at Avondale Bowling, the Hollywood Avondale
mm-hmm.
In Auckland. And that was just like a really awesome, like, kind of club night that was just the atmosphere. So, yeah, that song was kind of about that night.
Nice. It definitely has a summery vibe about it. But if you told me it was made on a night out, I'm really shocked to hear that.
Really?
Yeah, because I guess it doesn't really manifest into that in terms of the instrumentation, which is much more, as I said before, kind of like solely Latin, jazzy inspired.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, inspiration comes from all sources, man. And speaking of all sources and kicking things off, the double bass on the track really kicks things off and keeps the song on track, playing as kind of a metronome as the song veers into different volumes and tones. Did you use that as the foundation when you started writing the track?
Yes, thanks for saying that as well. It's funny because I feel like the upright... the whole song, it's playing the same thing, except for one part, which is the little instrumental break in between. It's, like, only four bars, but the rest of the time, like, all the other instruments are kind of flowing on top of the upright as, like, a backbone of the song. And it just, like, holds down the groove while everything else can just, like... Yes, well, but also having, like, the harp and the Fender Rhodes on it, it was just, like, the double bass held it down. And it's actually funny, at the end, when it just drops down to me and the double bass, because Hank, who was playing it, had no other instrument to tune it to. He went off-key. And I also went off-key, but I was... in key to him. So it was funny, we even tried to, like, when we were mastering it, Andrew just was like, oh, let's see what it would sound like if we put your vocals in tune or the double bass in tune, and it sounded off. So it was funny that we were off, but, like, we were in key to each other.
Yeah.
The cool live element.
Yeah, lost together.
Yeah.
It's really, really wholesome. It is very hypnotic, man. Like, it keeps you just kind of, like, in the groove of the song really well, which I think is fantastic. And something I love about soul music in particular, because there's often, like, one singular kind of repetitive element which keeps your vibes going. But for visuals for the track, there's apparently a Y2K-inspired video coming down the line. Can you reveal any details? Is it going to be based off of that night that you had that the song is inspired by?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay, awesome. Nail on the head. Are you going to be using the same? Are you going to be using the same friends as actors?
Yeah.
Nice.
but my best friend. She's in London now, so I don't have the budget to buy a ticket for her to come back.
A flyer over. Hey, just do another booster campaign.
Imagine if I use that.
Oh, man. But that's real cool. So the Y2K video, is everyone going to be wearing just Y2K fashion?
Well, it's kind of just like what we wear already.
Okay.
We all just love wearing like vintage clothes, and yeah, I think it'll just be the capturing the essence of what's already there. But I'm really keen to shoot it on film, 16mm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Will it be shot at night as well?
We need to develop the concept a little bit more, but I kind of want it to be on the beach as well as like at night, mm-hmm. going out.
Mm-hmm. Nice call, man. Beach time. I think beaches suit the track in a lot of ways, so I think that's incredibly feasible.
Yeah, golden hour.
Yeah. So you'd consider yourself a Y2K girly? That's your vibe? Or a vibe?
Oh, I actually like hate that word, eh?
Girly? Yeah, yeah.
It was written in the first place, but... Yeah.
If I don't make either myself or my interviewee cringe, I think I'm doing a bad job, so I appreciate that reaction.
Both of us cringing.
You launched a booster campaign to crowdfund your debut album, and the campaign goal was about 6,500, and you smashed that. I think getting 6,600 as last time I checked. But why that particular amount?
I think we actually lowered it by like 1K because we couldn't hit the goal in time.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But is that just to pay for like session musicians, studio time, marketing stuff?
Yeah, we...
Flying over your friend from London?
No. It's actually really funny because it's my first time working like that when recording, and Kiss a Bitter is the first song to come out from that roundhead session. We actually saved a lot of money by rehearsing with the band really tight before recording, which meant that we smashed out 14 songs in 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah. And that is just to like pay everyone for their time and everyone involved, because it's like live instruments, no loops.
Mm-hmm.
And also for Matt Hunter, also goes by Kenny Sterling, and like the arrangement, there's just so many people involved there.
Exceptionally I don't think busy is the right word, but there's so many different elements to it. I think you can definitely hear the variety of instrumentation through the track, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It definitely sounds like it. Yeah, like you'd need a goal of 6,500 to record like an whole album like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to thank you for your time and coming on, Crystal. It's been fantastic chatting with you about your new track. Do you want to plug any shows and maybe 2025 holiday plans?
Ooh, I kind of want to have a summer show away, but then also the album release show will be hopefully around March.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba Duba as well.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. And yeah, summer plans, just chill. It's been a hectic year. What about you?
I think chill. I think a lot of beach walks, probably biking around a lot. I want to sit in some good routines, so I want to get into like badminton weekly and stuff. A couple other things here and there. But yeah, otherwise pretty unplanned as of now, which I think is nice. I think everyone's had a bit of a tiresome 2024.
Yeah.
You know.
Just recharge.
Yeah, I think that's a great time. A great note to leave it on. I really want to thank you for your time and coming on the program today, Crystal. It was fantastic chatting with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, man. All right, folks. That was Crystal Chen. We're chatting about their new track, Kiss It Better. We're going to play it for you right now, ASAP Rocky. You're listening to The One. After that, good friend of the program, Ruby, will be playing some garage tracks, which is really exciting. Here is Crystal Chin, Kiss It Better, on the one.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.